From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, April 9th. 23 unhoused residents were forced to relocate yesterday after their camps were cleared by the city of Chico. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
It was the fourth time the city removed homeless encampments this year. The Chico Enterprise Record reports it's the 20th time the city has removed camps since 2022. Many of the people still camping on the streets have been moved before, according to city data.
My batteries went. This I'm not so much worried about.
Last Friday, a few days ahead of the enforcement at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, Colleen Olson was sorting through her belongings and packing them up to move soon. She says she's been forced to move by the city a lot.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, about 7 times.
Each time, she says she's directed by city staff to stay at the congregate Torres Community Shelter. She's been there twice before and says it wasn't a good fit for her. She was asked to leave once and left on her own the second time after conflicts with other residents.
I have no idea where I'm going to go. I just know I can't go there.
Olson wasn't the only one who had reservations about staying at the Torres shelter. NSPR has spoken to many unhoused residents who say the shelter wasn't a good fit for them. They said they felt unsafe when surrounded by so many people, or as some former residents have complained, belongings were stolen by other residents. Many campers say they wish for a designated place to camp where they wouldn't be forced to relocate every month or so. The city of Chico directs campers to stay at local homeless shelters during enforcements. It tracks the number of available beds on its website. As of Thursday, it listed 33 available beds at the Torres shelter and 22 units at its Genesis site. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
A plan to send wastewater from the town of Paradise to Chico's treatment plant is moving forward. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports the Paradise Town Council will consider the next steps for the project at its meeting today.
The town of Paradise has been searching for a better solution for where to send its wastewater for decades. That's according to the Paradise Town Sewer Project website. It says other solutions for solving the town's wastewater management needs were studied, but connecting to the Chico facility was considered the best option. According to the town clerk at this week's town council meeting, council members will consider crucial steps to moving forward with the project. They're scheduled to vote on a plan to acquire easements and rights-of-way along the proposed sewer line route. The proposed line will run parallel to the Skyway and then along several roads in Chico. It will end at the water treatment facility on River Road southwest of the city. Estimated costs for the project, including for planning, obtaining rights-of-way, and construction, will be more than $180 million. It's anticipated government grants will cover most of the cost. The project is expected to take about 2 years to complete once construction begins. Also on the agenda for this week's meeting is a recommendation that the town manager be authorized to purchase environmental mitigation credits to offset the project's impact. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
State Farm will soon issue non-renewal notices to 30,000 of its policyholders in California. We now know where most policyholders will receive notices. NSPR's Adia White has more.
Most North State residents can breathe a sigh of relief. Policyholders in Southern California will see the largest sum of the approximately 30,000 non-renewal notices. However, the region will still be affected. In Shasta County, 65 policies will not be renewed, and in Butte County, 2 policies will not be renewed. That's according to an analysis from the San Francisco Chronicle based on documents filed with the state's Department of Insurance. These notices are not a cancellation, but are instead a notice that policyholders' coverage will not be renewed at the end of their contract. In a recent press release, State Farm wrote, "Inflation, the rising cost of rebuilding, and the growing risk of catastrophe has limited how many policies it can afford to cover in the state." For NSPR News, I'm Adia White.
There could soon be significantly more funding for youth services in Butte County. Today, the Board of Supervisors will consider approving a $5.2 million grant from the state to help the Behavioral Health Department expand its services. According to this week's meeting agenda, Butte County Behavioral Health will request that the board accept the grant and match about $500,000 in funds. The funding would go toward expanding the Stepping Stones facility in Chico. That program provides treatment for alcohol and drug addiction for pregnant women and women with children. And in other news, do you love the great outdoors? If so, you may be able to enjoy free camping in local campgrounds and provide a valuable service. Lassen National Forest is looking for volunteer campground hosts for its Hat Creek, Eagle Lake, and Almanor Ranger Districts. The posting on the Forest Service website says hosts live on site, perform some light maintenance duties, and provide information to guests. In exchange, they're given a free campsite for the season and other benefits. Hosts need to come equipped with their own gear, including shelter. And finally, we have a correction to a story that aired in headlines yesterday. The story covered the city of Chico clearing three homeless encampments across the city. We reported yesterday's clearing was the fifth NSPR had been notified about by the city, when in fact it was the fourth. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, April 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.